With nearly 70 food vendors and over 200 dishes, JazzFest isn't simply a music destination, it's a foodie paradise. Vendor selection and organization is an arduous task that can take months. Fortunately, just the right woman is leading the process. Michelle Nugent has been the JazzFest food director since 1999 and has a culinary resume befitting a world-class chef. She spent 17 years working with Chef Susan Spicer, first as an apprentice, then as Bayona's sous chef, and finally as the executive chef at Spice Inc. With a palate like that, it's no wonder the food at JazzFest is so well regarded. I caught up with Michelle earlier today to find out what she's looking for in a potential vendor.
You have to be able to devote 3 weeks of your life to it. They basically don't sleep very much. And you have to be able to hire a large staff. You have to be able to bring in all the supplies you need. And you have to be able to cook a lot of really delicious food really quickly in any kind of circumstances.
And how long have you been going to Jazz Fest?
I believe my first festival, I was 11. And I was hooked. And then for all the years I was cooking, I had a deal with my chef that I got to go one day out of the seven. And it was my sacred little thing. And then whenever I would move out of town, that would be the first thing I would say. I'll do anything you want, but this is when I take my vacation.
Do you feel that it's important to have an inside knowledge of Louisiana cooking?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can't call yourself a Louisiana Heritage Festival if you don't know anything about the heritage. So,
in selecting new dishes, do you ever find that balancing the traditional dishes and introducing new dishes is difficult, or do people kind of welcome the changes?
Oh, I think it's a little bit of both. There's some people that don't like change. You know, that's with anything you do. And then this year, for instance, we have a new pasta dish that's duck and shrimp that's going over really well. So I think there were a few raised eyebrows at first, but once they tasted it, they love it. So once we get it out here, people are like, oh, okay, I'm all right with it. It's actually really good. And they go back for seconds.
In the past, there have definitely been some rainy days at Jazz Fest. How do the vendors prepare for that when there are just these downpours?
This is a subject we don't really like to talk about, just because we don't ever say the R word. But most of them have been out here 20, 25, 30 years. They know what to do. They come prepared. They wear their rain boots. They have rain suits. And we just roll with it. You really have no idea what's going to happen, and they're very professional. We do what we need to do. We stop when we need to stop, and we go fast when we need to go fast.
And which dish here on a rainy day would be your go-to dish?
Probably any of the gumbos. That's breakfast of champions, as far as I'm concerned.
Although the culinary landscape of Jazz Fest is vast, Michelle Nugent acknowledges that there are some limitations on what she can realistically offer, at least until the rest of the world catches up with Louisiana.
But I would love to have turtle soup. I'd love to have daube glacé. There's old-fashioned dishes like that that I'd love to do, but they're a little obscure, and I think it just would be too much work.
To find out what's cooking at Jazz Fest, visit us at wwno.org. From the Jazz Fest Fairgrounds, for WWNO, I'm Maureen McMurray.